ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The more I work with someone, the more I know about them. Sometimes the more I dream about what's possible.
Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Kendrick Lamar. What do they all have in common? Jack Antonoff. The producer has made a name for himself shaping some of the biggest albums in the world. So when he joined me to Take Five, I was desperate to know how he brings an artist's vision to life.
I've used some of the most absurd words to try to describe a sound, but often there's a lot of just playing and just, no, there, there, go, go, go. It's almost like Marco Polo, you know, you're like guiding, but by any means necessary is the answer.
Yeah, I kind of wondered that, whether it was something that you have a goal or it's just a path that you're like one foot in front of the other and you're just in it, you're following where it leads without knowing necessarily where it's going to end up.
Both. Sometimes you know it's specifically like, oh shit, this needs this. Boom, got it. Here it is. Got it. Put it in. Wow, that's exactly what it needed. And sometimes it's this esoteric journey of finding it. Sometimes it's literal, hit it harder. Sometimes it's hit it like you know you're in trouble, you know, like it's literally by any means necessary.
I saw a video of you unpacking, I think it was Lana Del Rey's The Greatest from Norman fucking Rockwell, and you were dissecting it. And when you're talking about the strings, you're like, you just want them to be like regal, like they're kind of like British strings, like regal. So there's always sort of cue, isn't there? It made sense to me. I was like, yeah, they are regal strings.
Yeah, I mean, you only have your reference points. So, you know, my impression of a regal British string sound might be total bullshit, but it's what's in my head. And so it's how I got there.
Someone like Lorde, who you've worked with, creates with synesthesia. And for her, I guess, she sees sounds, sees visuals. How do you work with someone like that who works so specifically in a sort of synesthesia way?
Same thing, just, you know, I can be guided the same way that I could guide someone. I don't need to see it the way someone sees it. I just need to know it when they hear it or when I hear it.
When you're making music with Bleachers, do you ever get lost in a song? Do you like getting lost in a song?
Yeah, I get, songs just come in all different ways. Like sometimes the song just happens and whoa, there it is. And wow, where'd that come from? Then sometimes you're on this weird journey with a song and you're slowly piecing it together, and sometimes it never gets born, and that's a bummer, but the pieces of it make space for something else. Yeah, it's also weird. It never makes too much sense. I'm just kind of happy when it happens.
Is it really weird to talk about this in a tangible way, in a concrete way, when something like what you're doing seems so in the moment? When you have to do interviews like this, is a strange experience to articulate it?
Yeah.
I'm gathering that.
I try to.
No, you're doing a good job, but it's like, it is, it's weird. Songwriting is strange. Yeah, do you find you're wearing your heart more on your sleeve with your music these days?
I wouldn't say more. I would say it's always been a place where I'm just wide open. I can't really do it any other way. I don't really finish songs if I don't put everything into it. That's what it is for me. I'm just kind of all there. I'm all there. I'm not there at all.
How much do relationships play for you in general in your music making? You know, friendships, collaborations, obviously. Do you need to have a strong bond with someone to create something new? The people you work with, you have to be friends with them?
Not necessarily friends, but I have to have a very strong bond. It's very hard for me to get somewhere if there isn't some kind of magical connection there.
And are there certain people that you always want to go back to make music with? Obviously, we know some of them, but
but it always changes. You know, it's just who you're just like, yeah, I mean, it's not that much deeper than that weird excitement of just, oh, I can't wait to go to the studio tomorrow and be with so-and-so and who knows what we'll do. You know, it's like feeling of like being young and some friends are coming over to play music with you. It's that same excited, like, what are we going to do? What could happen?
Yeah. Who would you work with, Jack? Big question, but if you had the chance to work with anyone in the world, who would you drop everything to work with, to produce a record with?
There's a long list of people, anyone I love. Mostly right now, it's the people that I've been in process with. I just like, the more I work with someone, the more I know about them. Sometimes the more I dream about what's possible.
Mm. Chase that path. Can you tell us who you're working with now? You probably can't, can you? No. No. Well, we've come to your final song and we're ending smack in the middle of the 80s. Before we get to the song that you've chosen, the 80s is a huge touchstone for you throughout your life in the music that you've made. What is it about that era, 80s and 90s, that you're drawn to so much, that your ear lends itself to?
I was in my mother's stomach in the 80s, so I think the sounds I heard when my brain were forming were from that time period, so they're imprinted in me.
It's a good soundtrack.
Pretty good. And so it's part of my duty to bring it into the future.
Yeah. Well, you were 1 year old when this song came out. It's still a classic to this day. Your final choice is The Waterboys, Hole of the Moon. I saw the crescent. How's this a turning point for you? It's such a soaring, beautiful song.
It's the kind of song I look for. I've been looking for my whole life, something that is so big and triumphant and regal. It's like, da, 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 da. It's very, like, very regal moments. And the protagonist or the singer in the song is not the hero, the opposite. So often I feel like that in my life. So often I feel so triumphant, but I'm not the hero in the story. And this is the perfect song. Changed the way I think about songwriting. Think about the whole song as how I saw the crescent, you saw the hole of the moon, he's less than someone else, this other person got everything. You know, I was grounded, you flew. I thought, and you saw Brigadoon. You climbed the ladder too high. Sorry, I'm going the whole time in my head. It's this perfect picture of sadness mixed with the most triumphant song ever. And so, and I love those two things together. And when I hear songs like this that function on this like God tier level, I am so inspired.
It's interesting too, because lyrically, it's a song about possibility. That's how I hear it. You know, someone seeing that, someone going, you know, well, there's a little bit here, but then there's all of this world that's possible. Do you feel like you're blasting? The character doesn't see it. So that's how I took it, but you take it a totally different way.
I pictured a rainbow, you held it in your hand, right? I saw flashes, you saw the plan. I wandered the world for years. You just stayed in your room. I saw the crescent, you saw the hole of the moon. Yeah, this person only sees a piece and this other person sees the whole thing.
Is this the life of a producer as well? Is this reflective of your own career choice, that you're always in the background while someone else is on stage? You're creating the magic behind that no one's recognizing, although you yourself are very recognized, and someone else is there taking the stage?
No, it's not that. It's more the feeling of just not getting your... I don't think so, because I've always felt this way. I've always felt a little misunderstood, a little off in my own corner. And I just love that such a triumphant song could be delivered by someone who's having such remorse. I pictured a rainbow. You held it in your hands. I had flashes. But you saw the plan. I wandered out in the world for years. While you just stayed in your room, I saw the crescent. You saw the hole of the moon. The hole of the moon.
Such a treat to get inside the brain of Jack Antonoff. He picked great songs too. And you can hear his whole Take 5 anytime you like. Just head to the link in the show notes.
Double J has the best music to soundtrack your summer. Whether you're in the car, relaxing at home, catching up with friends, or working through... You can take Double J with you on the ABC Listen app. stream Double J live, or check out brilliant classic albums, special episodes of the Take 5 podcast, exclusive live concerts, and heaps more. Double J and more great music for summer is on the ABC Listen app.